Welcome, great friends, to March 25th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson.
And as I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because I am on a mission from Uncle Sam to make American history as fun and exciting as one could possibly make a history podcast. By the way, don't forget to check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Let me know what you think about today's ep. This is an interactive show, scholars, so do get involved. Your comments and questions are highly appreciated, so thank you very much for that. I assembled the show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. By the way, if you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, and put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines.
UNITAF departs Somalia. LBJ meets with his wise men over Vietnam strategies. Motown will celebrate its 25th anniversary.
And the Golden State Warriors and Dallas Mavericks combine for the most 3 points in one game.
All right, so let's get started.
1994. U.S. troops depart Somalia. The United Task Force, or UNITAF as it was called, was a U.S.-led United Nations-sanctioned multinational force which operated in Somalia between December of 1992 and May of 1993. Somalia was a complete mess in 1992 due to clan-based fighting and the worst drought in Africa of the century. Humanitarian aid provided by the United Nations were interrupted by Somalia's warring factions and the deteriorating security, so George Bush ordered 25,000 troops to maintain order. By the time Bill Clinton took office, the mission remained unsuccessful, so Clinton wanted to hand over the responsibility over to the United Nations and began bringing troops home. By June of 1993, only 4,200 U.S. troops remained behind, and on June 24th, Somalia warlord General Mohamed Aidid's troops ambushed and slaughtered U.S. soldiers and U.N. peacekeepers trying to inspect a weapons storage site. On a mission to capture Aidid, 400 troops from Delta Force and the U.S. Rangers spent 2 months trying to capture him, and unfortunately, on October 3rd and 4th, in a firefight that lasted 17 hours, 18 soldiers were killed and 84 wounded. Clinton, at that point, decided to cut his losses and started bringing them home 3 days later. On March 25th, 1994, the last of the U.S. troops left. Back to 1968 now. Lyndon B. Johnson meets his wise men regarding the future of the Vietnam War. Defense Secretary Clark Clifford had just told Johnson that the war was a, quote, real loser, unquote. So LBJ met with a 9-man panel of retired presidential advisors. The group included General Omar Bradley and Matthew Ridgway, as well as distinguished State Department figures Dean Acheson and George Ball and McGeorge Bundy. And guess what they said? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Stop supplying American troops and start looking for a more peaceful solution. Not what Landslide Lyndon wanted to hear. But of course, he knew they were right. By the way, on that same day, a Harris poll reported that American support for the war had dropped from 74% down to 54%. The explanation in the sudden drop came as a result of the truth about the Tet Offensive and the fact that it had an even more psychological effect than anyone realized prior to this point. Several days later, LBJ made his announcement on TV about peace negotiations at any time or place and that he would not seek re-election.
2016, Golden State Warriors and Dallas Mavericks both sink threes all night long. In fact, made a world's record of it. Warriors hit 21 as the Slash Brothers, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, combined for 14 3-points. The Mavs hit 18. This particular matchup would be the 65th win of the year for Golden State, taking them deep into the playoffs, where they would lose to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavs. Dallas would barely make it to the playoffs that year. But on this night, the threes were sinking in for both teams.
Okay, so that's it for March 25th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Check out my website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Leave a message on the comment board. Let me know what you think. Did UNITAF leave too early or too late? Did Johnson's handling of the Vietnam War tarnish his presidency? Was Diana Ross completely out of line? Let me know what you think. It's all in the comments section. Also, while you're there, you can check out some of the multiple choice quizzes. You can also hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. And until tomorrow, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. See you then.